folks come from all different walks of life. We've all got different issues. But I do appreciate the fact that you've made an effort today to come to the house of God. Yeah. And I'll tell you this, I've done my best, like even to get ready, prepare, try to follow the leadership of the Lord. But when we get to this part, it takes something a whole lot bigger than me, and it takes something a whole lot bigger than you, and that's the Lord. But God, see, He orchestrates all things. And so I just thank the Lord for how good He's been, and I appreciate my church. I trust that y'all know that I love you. And whether I'm here or I'm out somewhere preaching, I know that the ends have got my back and the ends are praying for me. And I just want you to know that I appreciate that. Book of John, chapter number 21. I ask all that can or able if you'll stand and give reverence to the reading of the Word of God. John, chapter number 21. We'll start reading verse number 1, and the Bible says this. It says, after these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and on this wise showed he himself. There were together Simon Peter and Thomas called Didymus and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee and two other of his disciples. Simon Peter saith unto them, I go a fishing. They say unto him, we also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore. But the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus saith unto them, children, have ye any meat? They answered him, no. And he said unto them, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. And they cast therefore. And now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Now, I told you, we can't do nothing without the Lord. And they figured that out, didn't they? Now, verse number 15, skip down there and I'll read this. And it says this, it says, so, when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me, or lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, feed my lambs. Let's pray this morning. Lord, Heavenly Father, I sure do thank you for your many blessings. Lord, I thank you for being so good to us. God, I thank you for your word. And Lord, I pray that you'd help us for just a little while. God, that you'd give us good liberty, good unction to preach. And Lord, that it'd be more than man's words. And Lord, as it goes forth, that you'd use it. Lord, as you see fit, that you take these seeds and that you drive them deep into the dark depths, Lord, folks' hearts. And Lord, that one day it might spring up, Lord, under everlasting life. I thank you, Lord, for all that you do. And once again, just ask you to help us for a little while. In your most precious name, Lord, we pray. Amen, amen. You can be seated. And I do appreciate your good attention and reverence for the reading of the Word of God. Now, I hope that most folks sort of understand where we're at in Scripture, but just in case you're not, I want to bring you up to speed. Now, the feller here that the Lord is talking about is a man by the name of Simon Peter. Now, Simon Peter was not just some random guy that the Lord tried to talk about here in John chapter 21. Simon Peter was a man who had walked with the Lord. There was a day, I believe it was in the book of Matthew, chapter number 5, that the Lord, or maybe it was Luke 5, but anyway, that the Lord calls him and he says, Peter, follow me. And what we find is that all through Scripture, as the Lord goes and he performs these miracles and he teaches the Sermon on the Mount and all those things, through all of this man, Peter, was there through it all. Now, what happens in Peter's life is this, is it comes time for the Lord to be crucified. Now, I want to remind you that they've never had a leader that's been crucified before. They were sort of confused and they misunderstood, I think, a lot of things that the Lord had said. But now at this point, it all began to make sense. And so Judas comes and he betrays the Lord. And, you know, Peter tells the Lord, he says, before all that, he said, Lord, you know, I'll never forsake you. I'll follow you even unto death. No matter what happens, I'll be with you. And, of course, everybody knows the story. The Lord looks at Peter and he said, man, before the cock crows, you're going to deny me three times in front of everybody. And, of course, we know what the Lord says. It happens, right? And so Peter done just exactly what the Lord said that he would do. And Peter walks away from that situation sorrowful. The Bible sort of lays it out. I've always seen it. It's almost as if Peter and the Lord sort of locked eyes after that happened. And boy, I tell you, that disappointment just sat down in Peter. Now, what we find is after that, Peter is awfully quiet. The Lord, he resurrects from the dead. And listen, I'm sure, Brother Doug, that he was excited that the Lord had rose from the dead. But what we find in Scripture is that he's not saying a whole lot. We've got the story of how he comes and he presents himself before the disciples after his resurrection. And all these different things happen, these different things transpire. But boy, we just don't hear much out of Peter. But then we get to John chapter number 21. And what we find is this. It said, after these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. And on this wise, in other words, this is the story. This is what happened. He said there were together Simon Peter, listing first, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael, John and his brother James, and two of the other disciples. Then Simon Peter saith, I go a fishing. In other words, I'm going to go back to doing what I done before I found the Lord. I am going to go back to what I know. I'm going to go back to what used to make me comfortable. I'm going to go back to what I done before I met the Lord. Boy, he had to have been awful discouraged. I mean, Brother Jesse, he wasn't disappointed in the Lord. He's disappointed in himself. He said, man, I've seen the Lord do all these things. I've seen him help so many people. He's helped me. He even let me at one time walk on the... I mean, I've been so far with him, and then here I am, and I've denied him. And in the midst of all that, he said, you know what? I'm just going to go back fishing. I'm going to go get my mind off of things. I'm just going to go back to what used to make me happy. But you know what he found? Oh, it didn't work, Brother Nathanael. It didn't work. Now, I tell you the danger in what he done. Notice what it said. It said, they say also unto him, we also go with thee. No man liveth unto himself, and no man dieth unto himself. What you do impacts others. You say, well, preacher, I don't want it to. Well, it don't matter. It don't matter that you don't want it to. What you do will impact everybody around you, friend. And so Peter said, I'm just going to go fishing. I don't know if he meant for everybody to go with him or not. Maybe he thought, I'm just going to go get alone all by myself and just pout and do whatever he was going to do. But boy, everybody else jumped in the boat with him. They said, you know what, Peter? That sounds pretty good. Let's go back to doing those things we used to do before we met the Lord. So the story goes on, friend, and we find that as you go down through Scripture, it says this. It says that they told all night, but they didn't catch anything. They were about as good of fishers that night as I am, Brother Nathanael. I'm telling you, they worked and they tried and they changed the bait. They done everything they knew to do. Brother Doug, they went all night long and they wasn't no fish. They couldn't catch nothing. And so what they found was is the things that they used to enjoy, they couldn't enjoy them no more. Those things that used to mean so much to them, when they tried to go back to them, oh, it didn't work no more. They said, man, we used to we're fishing the same way we used to fish. I mean, we're using the same nets. Yeah. We're doing the same things, Brother Jordan. It used to work. We used to do it all the time. Why ain't it working now? Well, Brother Nathaniel, their lives had done been changed. They had done had an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'll say this, if you've met the Lord, you're never the same. If he makes a change and a difference in you, you can try, as Brother Josh taught so wonderfully this morning, you can try to go back to the things of the world, but it'll never work. It just ain't got what it used to have. You say, but boy, preacher, I used to enjoy it. Well, you might have, but now you got the Holy Ghost of God living on the inside. And he says, hey, that ain't it, hoss. That's not it no more. I said I'd make you fishers of men. And I ain't preaching against fishing this morning, but what I'm saying is, that's what they used to do. And he said, I don't want you to do that anymore. Quit fishing after bass. Quit fishing after catfish. I want you to fish after men. And they said, well, we'll just go back fishing after the bass. And it didn't work. And I love how the Lord, he comes up. I mean, it's almost funny.
he hollers at him. He said, "Hey, boys, yep. I mean, you got any meat?
Right.
Brother Adam, are you doing any good? I mean, are you tired yet? You've been out there all night long trying to catch fish, and you ain't caught nothing. I mean, you're just beating air, and you know you are."
Yeah.
And I believe they probably knew why they wasn't catching none.
Right.
They everyone looked at each other and thought, "We ought not even be out here. Right. What are we doing?
Yeah.
The Lord's reason, why are we not with Him somewhere?"
Yeah.
But instead, oh, I go fishing.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go catch some fish.
Yeah.
But it didn't work. Didn't have that same allure. Didn't have that same fun, that same taste that it used to have. They've been changed. The Lord had made a difference in their life. And Josh taught her this morning, listen, you can go back to all those things and just everything's hunky-dory. All friend. There may be something wrong in here. It may not be right in there. He said that we all are partakers of chastisement. Now, he didn't mean everybody in the world, but he didn't mean everybody that's saved. He said, if you're one of His, hey, listen, if your father's chasing you for their own joy, I mean, hey, how much better is it when the Lord chastens us? Who's He talking to? Those that are saved, friend. So the scripture goes on. He provokes him a little. He says, hey, Peter, you caught anything? You got any meat? You got anything to eat? They said, no, we ain't got nothing. He said, all right, I'll tell you what you do. You take that net, you cast it one more time.
Yeah.
They said, all right, Lord, we'll do what you say. Well, they didn't know it was the Lord at that time. It's just somebody hollering from the shore. He said, hey, why don't you just try it one more time? And they took that net and they cast it down. You read the story. Hey, listen, they said, they couldn't even haul them up, there's so many of them. We've been doing this all night long on our own power and our own ability, and we couldn't get nothing done. And He says one thing, and we do what He says, and we've got more than we know what to do with. Boy, there's a message in that right there, ain't there? And so the Lord, He says, boys, cast one more time. And they done it, and when they done it, notice what it said. It said, Jesus saith unto them, said, hey, cast the net, and ye shall find. They cast therefore now. They were not able to draw for the multitude of the fishes. Now, verse number 7 says this, therefore, that disciple whom Jesus loved, that's John who's writing this, saith unto Peter, it's the Lord. It is the Lord. When they done that, he said, oh, there's only one person I know could have done something like that. He said, I've seen this story before. I've been here, and I know what's going on. And that ain't just anybody. That's the Lord. And so they all get excited. Peter gets so excited that he jumps in the water. And he goes and he swims to the shore, and the story goes on there. And what we find is there's sort of the Lord, you know, He's got a little fire going, and He bakes them a little fish and a little bread, and they're all gathering around, and they're fellowshipping and eating with the Lord. Now, I want to remind you that Peter is still, there's this thing between him and the Lord, right? Now, he denied the Lord, and they hadn't talked about that yet. They hadn't worked those things out as far as we know from Scripture. And see, Brother Matt, what I like to do, the way I prefer to do things, is, Brother Josh, if me and Brother Josh have like an ought, right? If we get into it or whatever, and Brother Josh, I get aggravated and I say something I ought not say, and you get aggravated back, and you know, I just like to brush it off. I mean, I'm not mad, you know, but I just assume that we not just sit down and be like, Brother Josh, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. Right? I mean, I just assume we just part ways a few days. Next time we come together at church, we can just, you know, act like nothing happened. Just go on. I'll forget about it. You forget about it. And we'll just go on. But what I've found is that the Lord does not work that way. He likes to address things. And so He sits down with Peter and He says, there's some things that we need to work through. And what He says is this. He says, Peter, lovest thou me more than these? Now, Brother Chris, I don't think that the Lord was asking Peter, do you love me more than these other disciples?
Right.
I don't think that's what He was saying, right? He's not in a comparison of who loves Him the most.
Yeah.
But there's fishing.
Right.
And He said, all right, Peter, Now, you've went back and you've tried it for a while. You've went and you've said, oh, I used to like his fishing. I used to like doing this. So he said, now, Peter, do you love me more than you love these? Do you see? Can you now, is it plainly laid out before you how that you can't go back to what you used to be anymore and still get joy and happiness and satisfaction out of that like you used to? He said, do you remember what I've done? Do you remember how I called you? Do you remember what I've done in your life? Do you remember all the things that you've seen me do? He said, do you love me more than you love these? And Peter said, Lord, thou knowest. You know I love you. And again, Peter, he's disappointed in himself. I mean, I can almost see, as Peter said, like he's got his head down. He's saying, Lord, you know I love you. And he does it again. And he says, Lord, you know I love you. But then, Brother Jesse, that third time, and that, you know what Jesus is saying when he's doing that? You denied me thrice, and I ain't forgot. And he said, Peter, do you love me more than these? And he said, what is it? He says, we'd have to go down through that scripture and find it. I don't want to misquote it. He said, love is thy man. He said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. And Jesus saith unto him, feed my sheep. He goes on to tell him what sort of death he's going to die for Christ. You know what he was saying? He's saying, Brother Matt, I ain't done with you yet. Right. Now listen, I know you're disappointed. I know you didn't think you'd do what you've done. I know you didn't think you'd ever get there. But you've been there. But Peter, I ain't done with you. Right. I'm not done with you. Not yet. Yeah. Boy, I say praise the Lord for that. I thank Peter Saul on this day, the Lord's grace and the Lord's mercy. But I also want you to see this. Is this was all one big setup. It was a setup. Every bit of it. I got to studying this, Brother Josh, and I thought, man, I mean, it's almost crazy how many things correspond in this scripture. What it said at the beginning of this chapter, it says, after these things, Jesus showeth himself again to the disciples at the sea of Tiberias. I thought, well, I never heard of that before. You don't see that much in the Bible. Well, guess where that's at? That's the Sea of Galilee. And later on, they started calling it Sea of Tiberias. There's a couple of places in Scripture. One place specifically says, which is the Sea of Galilee. Oh, well, the Sea of Galilee, that's pretty popular. That's in the Bible a lot. Well, just so happens, guess where Peter was at when the Lord first called him? Sea of Tiberias. Sea of Galilee. Isn't that something? So the Lord brought him back to where he first called him. Brought him back to that same place. And guess what, Brother Creston? He's doing the same thing he is doing then. You think the Lord just let that happen? Where do you reckon that boat come from? Where do you reckon them nets just popped up out of nowhere? Are you kidding me? Do you think these things just transpire? It was a setup. The Lord, he knew. He knew he was discouraged. He knew he was down. He knew he was troubled. And he said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to let him see where I've brought him from. So he took him back out, took him out on the Sea of Galilee, put him back on a boat, give him a net again, put him back in the same place, out there just struggling along, the Lord loving on him the whole time. He said, well, preacher, he is a struggling. Now, if I'm struggling, that means the Lord's not helping me. Well, not necessarily. Peter was struggling. But it was a setup, right? The Lord, he was doing this the whole time. Not only that, but you read through scriptures, what you find, there's a lot of things that happen at the Sea of Galilee. And but Josh, when I go places where I've seen things happen, guess what they do? They remind me of what I saw happen there, right? When I walk into Amazing Grace Baptist Church, there's lots of things I think of. The Lord reminds me of what he's done here. And I go other places. I think, you know what? I remember when I was here and this happened. And so the Lord, he brought him all the way to the Sea of Galilee so that he could remember what the Lord had done there. That's where the Lord walked on the water. That's where Peter walked on the water. Ain't that something? And friend, not only that, he fed the 5,000. You can go down. There's all sorts of things that happen in this place. And so again, the Lord is reminding him of where he brought him from, and he's reminding him of what all he's seen the Lord do. And there's a purpose, there's a reason that he does all of those things. And again, like I said, it's because that the Lord, it was all a big setup. And he brings them out there, and you know this ain't the first time that the disciples have been out fishing and wasn't catching nothing. There's no place in Scripture, but in the book of Luke, I believe, and it says that they was out there by Doug, and there's a fishing, trolling all night, and he said, hey, cast her to the other side. Try it over there. And so all of it, but Steve, it was just one big reminder. Whenever they tried to go and tried to not be what God would have them to be and try to go back to fishing, back to what they used to be. The Lord said, that's all right, but I'm going to remind you where I brought you from. Anytime my flesh ever gets real big in my life and it begins to sort of take over, Brother Josh, and there's that battle, that inner man and that outer man, and sometimes that outer man, he can win. We feed him enough and give him enough of what he wants. But Jesse, he's mighty powerful. His flesh is much to contend with. But boy, ain't it good when the Lord just brings you back. He says, hey, you remember what you used to be. But John, I ain't forgot. I ain't forgot where I was. I ain't forgot what it felt like to be a fake and a phony and to do awful things that I didn't want nobody to know about. I tried to hide them and hide them from God and hide them from mom and dad and hide them from my church, Brother Doug, knowing the whole time that the Lord knew right where I was at. Yep. Laying my head on my pillow at night, no peace, right. No joy, yeah. No assurance, none of those things. Hey, miserable, yeah. Wretched. Vile, capable of anything. And I knew I was. And in that place, at my lowest spot, the Lord said, hey, son, you know what? I love you. And he set me up. Got me. Brother John Gunner was preaching that night, and Brother Doug, just so happens, he come from the church I come from. Just so happens, he was my track coach. Just so happens, he was a teacher of mine. I liked him is what I'm getting at. When he was preaching that meeting that week, I thought, you know what? Now, I ain't got much to do with church. But boy, I like old John. I believe I'll just go listen to him. It was a setup the whole time. The Lord tricked me. And I got there, and I thought, I'm just going to hang around. I'm just going to listen. I'm just going to listen to him hoop and holler and all that stuff. And I like bluegrass, and I'll listen to some singing. But somebody got a hold of me. The Holy Ghost come in. He said, hey, you're not here by coincidence. I didn't bring you out here to the Sea of Galilee for any old reason. I didn't bring you to Crossroads Baptist Church for any old reason. There was a reason I brought you here. And I want to let you in on just a little something. This morning, it's a setup. Brother Kevin is not on vacation by happenstance. Do you know that? The Lord didn't say, oh man, you know what? He's going to be off this week. I sure had a message for him to preach, but he's run off and went on vacation. No. The Lord knows, don't he? He knew he wouldn't be here. I believe old Kevin probably didn't just think, well, I'll just get this and this. No, I'd say he probably asked the Lord. He said, Lord, who do you want to preach? He said, you know what, Sunday morning, I know he ain't much, but you ought to let Dustin preach. I said, he said, all right, Dustin, you preach? Yeah, I'll preach.
Yes, sir.
All right. And then I get down and I say, all right, Lord, I don't know nothing. What do I say? I don't know. What do they need? There's 4 million things I could preach, but what's right? Well, Jesse texted me this morning. He said, hey, the Lord knows what they need. Hey, he's right. As far as I know, to the best of my ability. And I said, Lord, what do you want me to preach? The Lord said, why don't you go over there in John chapter 21 and preach about them failures and how Peter went back fishing and tried to do what he used to do and he couldn't do it no more and how it was just all one big setup. Why don't you preach on that? And here we are, right in the middle of the will of God. Ain't that something?
Amen.
Now, preacher, I don't know about this. I don't know about that. Listen, don't listen to me. Don't listen to my voice, but I tell you what you do need to do is you need to listen to the Lord.
Amen.
So what the Lord done in Peter's life is he reminded him of what he had done. He said, do you remember when he seen the Sea of Galilee, he's on the boat. I mean, it was literally the same thing. I mean, it was basically the same spot. When the Lord first said, Peter, follow me, right? And he brought him all the way back to that very spot. Now, I want to ask you this morning. Do you have a time and a place that you remember? Did you know you wasn't born a Christian? Yeah, well, my parents are Christians. Well, that's good. I've always went to church. Praise the Lord. Ain't that a blessing? Me too. And I like it. I'm glad my parents brought me up in church. Saved me from a lot of heartache. Kept good friends around me. I go on all day and I'm not going to do that. But now that don't save you. You say, well, I know a lot of things about the Bible. Boy, that's good, ain't it? That don't save you. But preacher, I repeated a prayer. And they said that it would save me. Oh, friend, be awfully careful with that. It's not about what comes out here. It's about what's in there. But preacher, I'm on the church books. Well, that's good. Won't get you in. I've been baptized. Don't that wash away your sins? Well, it does when you get baptized in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. But down there at Wolf River, that water ain't got that power. I hate to break it to you. It ain't got it. So do you remember? Now listen, you can sit and you can listen to me and say, yeah. Hurry it up. Let's get out of here. I got things to do. And that's fine. Brother Jesse, there's a coming a day when there ain't going to be none of that. You ain't going to stand in judgment before a thrice holy God and say, yeah. But Lord, you know I repeated that prayer. You know I got baptized. You know. Oh, friend, it'll never work. God is reminding you today, if you don't hear nothing else I say, ye must be born again. And when you are, there's evidence of it. There's a Holy Ghost in there. I ain't batting 1,000, but I sure want to. I ain't got it just right in every area, but praise God, I'm a trying. And the Lord, he reminds me when I'm wrong. But Jesse, I can't go drink beer. I can't cuss. I can't cheat. I can't play the lottery. I can't do those things because I know they are not right. I can't go back to all that. It ain't in me. And if I did, you might be going to my funeral the next day. The chastisement of God is real. And it's right. And it reminds me. Listen, I'm glad I can go back to August the 20th of 2010 and say, I know on that day the Lord saved me. Brother Eli, I ain't got to go back that far. I've had some of these encounters where I can say, you know what, Lord? You've reminded me since then that I'm saved. There's still a Holy Ghost in there. When I get around the presence of God, it don't scare me, but I like it. I get around somebody preaching on hell and all that. Hey, listen, don't bother me a bit. I ain't going. Bothers me other folks are, but I'm fine. I know that I know that I know. And I hope you do this morning. I hope that you remember. I'll be honest, I had so many different things to preach this morning, but I believe the Lord's about done right there. I tell you how the Lord ends this whole thing. Let me see if I can find it. In verse number 19, it said, this spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he saith unto him, follow me. Yeah. Brother Bobby, he is right back where he started. Yeah. And see, what the Lord done is he reminded him. Now, Peter could have said, and he could have said, Lord, I've been through a lot. I mean, I've been, you got crucified. I watched you die. I mean, the disciples, they broke apart. All my friends were scared. I was scared. We don't know what to do. Now you're sitting here telling me that I'm going to die. I don't, for all these things. I mean, there's a lot going on. Yeah. And the Lord says, you know what, Peter? Just forget all that. Don't worry about all that. Right. See, what we do, we get in the middle of following the Lord and things get a little shaky. And we're like, oh, this must not be the will of God. You know, no, that ain't it. God, Jesus Christ, he says, follow me. this is how you started, and this is what I want you to do right now. When you followed the Lord, friend, you trusted Him with all of your eternity, everything in you. But Jerry, you put it all on the line. I mean, you said, I mean, I'm believing this. There's a million different things I could believe, but I believe this is it. Yeah. This is Him. They heard the Lord. He said, follow me. They dropped it, and they went. Give up all their livelihood to follow the Lord. And Jesus says, I want you to remember what you've done, and I want you to keep doing it. Right. Just follow me. Just follow me. Just follow me. Just keep following me. Now, Brother Adam, Peter messed up a mighty big lot, didn't he? And you may be here this morning. You say, well, preacher, I've went back fishing. I'm back on the boat. I used to be on fire. I used to really, genuinely love the Lord. And I'm still here, and I'm still hanging around, but it ain't like it used to be. Boy, have you, I hope you read your Bible. Did you know that Peter done a lot after that? He stood up at Pentecost, shelled the corn. Son, as a bunch of them got born again. Thousands. Wrote some books in the Bible. I mean, look here. Unknown, we'll see it at the judgment seat of Christ. And the vast majority of that was done after he done messed up. Done went back fishing. Well, preacher, you mean the Lord ain't done with me? Not if you're one of his, he ain't. Boy, he wants to use you this morning. As they come and get a song, I'll ask everybody to stand to your feet.